Hello.
Hello, this is Gavin.
Speaking.
Hi, Gavin. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Aaron. How are you doing? Please call me Gavin.
Please, Gavin. Not a problem, sir. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, obviously a bit apprehensive. With this phone call, quite a big thing.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and that's why I'm here to support you, and we'll get through it together.
Yeah.
Gavin, I'm just giving you a call. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. I believe that you may have started the phone call with Natalie yesterday.
Yes, I was just going out with a dog, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. Natalie's off sick today, so I'm just going over some of her cases. That obviously, like yourself, is not what you were called back. So I do apologise in the lateness of that.
Ah, don't worry about it. Shit happens.
Well, Gavin, yeah, just for data protection sake, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 5434 St James Road, Delta Delta 8, 1 Lima Golf.
Perfect, not a problem. And the password on your account is Merlin.
Yes, my dog.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, so this this call with myself, it's going to be around about 15 minutes. And I'm just going to basically build a picture about yourself, how your time and care has affected you, and if them effects are still playing on you today. You've got a little bit of details in regards to your medical practice details, clarifying your care settings and what local authorities you were under. And I'll give you a little bit of a rundown about how the case, like the duration of the case and what's going to be happening between now and the end of the claim. All right, so I'll go through as quick as I can with you, and yeah, as I said, build the best knowledge you can about yourself. So just to start off, Gavin, are you do you currently have any mental health issues at the minute?
I did suffer from depression, which is actually lessened of late. But obviously I've been through quite a lot in my life. So
yeah,
kind of normal depression. Also PTSD since I was about 2 or 3.
Okay. Now,
I have to tell you that this is going to get hideously complicated because my origins are kind of in question at the moment. I was adopted. Obviously, I was in the children's home and then I was adopted.
Yeah.
But there's something to do with my names. I was born from a Stuart woman into a Crawford marriage. And I was looking into my heritage. And it goes back to, I think, quite important people. Now, this might be all tied in with what we're about to talk about, getting shipped to Jimmy Savile, unfortunately.
Well, it's okay,
the scale of what we're talking about is quite huge, I think.
Yeah, of course, I understand that. I'm here to listen and go through anything that you need to expose to yourself.
Well, the thing is that I'm basically kind of saying that my birth from a Stuart, Royal Stuart woman, I think, into a Crawford marriage.
Yeah.
My great-grandparents are the Forbes of the names of Achnagat and Ellen Aberdeenshire, and they go back to Kenneth McAlpine, who goes back to the Pictish kings and the Scottish kings. So there's something going on with my lineage and this whole children's home and Jimmy Savile business, and it's quite huge, I think. That's why I've been quite apprehensive about speaking to you guys, because it's massive.
Yeah, I understand that,
Oh, sorry, yes. I should just tell you as well that because of the lineage issues, I actually handed over a list of my names to a SNP councillor who spoke to our colleagues and handed it over to the Scottish Registrar. So there is, I think, possibly parallel investigations going on. I just wanted to let you know that things are pretty complicated.
Yeah, no, I understand that, sir. All we can do from legal conveyance...
No, I understand your side, but the fact is that obviously you're going to have to look at the facts because my name while all this happened in the children's home was Gavin Charles Crawford, which is not my name now, obviously, because I was adopted.
Yeah.
So that family's going to have to be looked at as well for the lineage.
Yeah. Okay. Client was known as Gavin Charles Crawford. And was that in the children's home, was it, or was that with your foster carers?
No. I'll just let you know as well that this is actually a dual claim.
Okay.
Because I was in the children's home with my late brother, he's dead now, he died when he was 16, Bruce Ernest Crawford at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm the only, my mum and dad are dead and I'm his survivor.
Okay. I've made a note of that as well. Did you say Arnold or Arna with a double T?
Sorry, it was Bruce Ernest, as in serious.
Ernest, yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got that one. Ernest, no problem. Okay, and so...
Sorry, we were both adopted in 1986, I believe. We were fostered and then adopted, because obviously in the Scottish system you get fostered and adopted by the same people.
Yeah.
If you're getting adopted.
Okay, I understand that. Okay. I'll go into further details about them. Details in the shortly. Okay. So, your name in care, so you've obviously mentioned the Gavin Charles Crawford.
That was my name in care.
Yeah. What were the names was you known by in care settings there?
None, that was the only...
That was the only one. Okay. Alright, not the problem. I'll touch base again with that in a second. Yeah. So just going back to your mental health illnesses, obviously you did suffer from depression, but that's gotten better lately.
The fact is that 3 years ago I lost my mum to, well, I've lost everyone basically, my identical twin brother, my dad to motor neurons disease, helped look after him, and then my mum to cancer, and I helped look after her, well, I did look after her completely.
Yeah.
She died. So normal, I think normal, but obviously I was, the first 5 years of my life I was quite badly abused and neglected and then abandoned and then put in the children's home.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. It's not nice at all to be going through, especially at a young age, is it?
Well, PTSD since I was about 2 years old.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
And I've got these scars on the base of my back that nobody's explained to me. And I've got big dark patch on my back that nobody's explained to me. So I've been treated like a mushroom.
Yeah, I can imagine that. It doesn't sound the nicest at all. And I'm sorry that you don't have the answers for that.
Yeah, well, I think unfortunately it's all going to come out via this. The scale of what we're talking about is pretty huge, especially if my lineage is what they say it is.
Yeah.
All of it's connected. Straight from my birth all the way to now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But please ask your questions. I'm as a coiled spring.
That's okay. You know, at the end of the day, the more that you tell me and the more evidence I can gather, the more...
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I do appreciate your honesty and your openness to me. It does mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Okay, just obviously moving off the mental health issues, do you currently drink or take any recreational drugs at the minute, sir?
I would have to refuse to answer that for fear of incriminating myself.
Okay, that's entirely your choice. I'd just like to reassure you that whatever you do say to me does not leave my office. I don't make any referrals outside of your consent.
Right.
Nothing like that. This is also all to do with, as I say, gathering evidence.
I was almost an alcoholic when I got to 26 or 27 and I went out and I drank a bottle of Southern Comfort and about 70 quid's worth of drink. basically vaporized my bladder and had to pee out the lining of my bladder, so I stopped drinking. I smoked weed.
Yeah.
But I would deny it under Scottish law if I... If that makes sense. Because
yeah.
I only inseminate myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. And I can vouch with you on obviously two sides. I can see from obviously a point of view you don't want to admit that because you don't want obviously...
Yeah, but it's also how I manage my PTSD.
Exactly, that was my next
yeah.
point.
Yeah, well, do you know what, fuck it, oh, sorry, just put it back. Sorry, I'm Scottish, I'm used to swearing.
Yeah, no, of course, yes, obviously these calls are recorded for training and monitoring parents.
Yeah, sorry, apologies.
No, it's...
I meant no offence.
No, that's okay, that's what I was going to say. Just say you can swear away to me personally as much as you want. I know that, obviously, the Scottish...
Listen, if you're from Liverpool, you know how to swear just as well as I do.
Exactly, sir, but unfortunately, I've got to swear, so you don't have to. You can swear by all means, sir. I'm a scout, and I can take it.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'll keep it polite, sorry. Like you say, I didn't mean offence.
No offence taken, sir. Do not worry. Okay, so you used to drink heavily, but not none. After,
well, I'm 50 now, so that's more than, well, it's about 25 years it'll be.
Yeah, I used to drink 25 years ago, but not a longer dose. Client does self-medicate. And when you're smoking cannabis, is that more so focusing on blocking the thoughts out, or is it to help you sleep?
Well, unfortunately, what I have is hypervigilance. Because I've had PTSD since I was two, and
yeah.
I was in the House of Predators, and then in the children's home, and then fostered, those are rather high-stress situations.
Yeah.
So I've been wired to the moon since I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And I don't mean wired to the moon, I mean hypervigilance is trying to keep yourself safe and keep trying to keep my twin brother safe.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah, I don't suffer from any psychosis, or although we're going to have to get to that at some point as well, because I was, we'll keep it linear, don't worry, because there's been a lot happening on this end.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm happy to learn about it all, sir, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Okay, one question that I do have to ask you, sir, and I do apologise for asking, have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life?
Oh, yes, let me think, it must have been 1998 or 1999, 2000 thereabouts, I had enough. It wasn't a cry for help or anything. I'd deal with the pain of losing my twin brother and everything was too much. Sorry.
No, that's okay, sir. Take your time. I would like to say, sir, that you are very brave in admitting this.
Oh, cheers. I appreciate it. Just, I went up to Aberdeen. And I took a mug full of paracetamol, ibuprofen, and aspirin. I started getting very, very, very ill. And fortunately, I had a vision of my mum having to identify another dead son. So I backpedaled and got myself to Arbroath Royal Infirmary with a bag full of empty boxes and said, I repent. And... action to reverse the situation.
Yeah.
So yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay, and you said that was Arbroath Royal Infirmary?
Sorry, Aberdeen.
Aberdeen Royal Infirmary.
And I did get a clean bill of health afterwards, by the way. It was not considered abnormal, given what I'd been through.
Yeah, I understand that, and obviously hearing what you've gone through there, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you today. So I'm glad that you're still here for me to compose yourself, sir.
We've not got to the injuries list yet. Well, you'll be surprised I'm alive.
Yeah, we will get to that for sure. Cannot spell today. Reverse overdoses. Okay. And obviously with them questions being asked, what I need as the vital information, I just want to get the registered GP that you're registered with, please, with the post and medical records.
That would be Dr. Thomas.
Yep, and where's he based?
She is based Academy Street Practice Forfar.
Academy Street Practice. Okay, let's have a look. Yep, I've got that one here. DDH2HA. Okay, and how long have you been registered with this practice here?
8-9 years at least, I think.
Okay. Could you possibly remember where you was previously registered at all?
Yes, absolutely. It would have originally been Carnoustie Medical Practice, Carnoustie.
Okay, could you spell that one for me, please?
C-A-R-N-O-U-S-T-I-E. As in the
yeah. Is that Carnoustie Street Medical Practice, did you say?
Yes, to the medical partner.
Yes. Yes, Parkview Primary Care Centre.
Yes, that sounds like it.
Barry Road.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, Barry Road.
Yeah.
I should know, I put up the body sign. What an idiot I am. I literally put up the sign with the letters and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. How long did you at that surgery course
there? From 0 to about 40 almost, I think. I'm not sure, yeah. But 0 to 40, a long time, most of my life.
Okay, so when we, actually, before I do say that, obviously, yeah, I've got your medical details, thank you. I'm just going to go through your care settings with you now, and then once I have gone through that, when we get your medical records and your care records, would you like me to share this all with yourself?
Well, yes, because I've got a sneaky suspicion they've been hiding a lot from me.
Yeah,
vis-a-vis my scars on my back,
yeah.
Right at the base of my spine. Now, I've also got a sneaky suspicion when I was in the children's home that I was knocked unconscious. Well, I knocked myself unconscious, and I've got a sneaky suspicion I was out for days and days, and they never told me.
Wow.
So there's quite a lot of stuff going on. We'll get to that on the injury list, lol.
Yeah. Okay. This, you was at children's home in, is it Kinnaird Street?
Yeah, Kinnaird Street, Arbroath, yes.
Yep, I've got that one there, okay. Okay, and how long was you there for, sir?
I was there for about 3.5 years.
Okay, and then from there, did you go to your foster carers then?
Yes, well, my foster carers were actually intending on adopting us, so it was a foster to adopt.
Yeah. Okay. And do you remember their names?
Of course I do.
Yes.
It's my mum and dad.
Ah, sorry, my apologies.
Yes. Dr. Victor.
Dr. Is it spelled V-I-C-T-O-R?
Yeah, just like the victory, Victor,
yep.
Yeah. Skretkovich, S-K-R-E-T-K-O-W-I-C-Z, as in my son.
Yeah, not a problem. Yes, we've got Dr. Victor.
Yeah, and my mum was, Dr. Victor Skretkovich was his full name, and my mum was Eleanor Carol, although she went by Carol Eleanor Skretkovich. As well.
Okay, and how long was you under them as foster care before they adopted you, sir?
Well, that would have been from approximately, let me do some quick, approximately 1983.5, and then we were adopted in 1986, approximately.
Okay.
Yeah, I should tell you as well that my elder half sister was fostered with us. But I'm not making, I'm totally estranged from her, and we are no longer family because I was adopted and she wasn't. So.
Yeah.
So I'm not really including her in any of that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Okay. You were saying about the injuries that you've got. Are these known to your GP at all?
Well, they should be because I was in the children's home and I suffered multiple injuries.
Yeah.
Enough that I've been known as Mr. Bump at Arbroath Royal Infirmary. Now, if that isn't a red flag, I have no idea what is.
Yeah, of course. And just confirming that hospital, you did say it was Arbroath, was it?
Arbroath, A-R-B-R-O-A-T-H.
And that's the same hospital that you went to when you had your overdose?
No, that was Aberdeen.
That was Aberdeen, okay. Just
overdose was Aberdeen, it's 60 miles north.
Yeah, just so I had that clarification, thank you.
No.
Okay. Yeah, what I want to do today, sir, is I'm going to... I don't want to cramp into one phone call and lose track of details. So what I want to do is, I think it will be myself more than likely. When we get your medical records back and also your care setting records back, we'll be back in contact with you anyway to discuss this. And once I've got them here in black and white, I want to see first what comes back from your two hospitals, so where you overdosed and where obviously you've said that you were called Mr. Bump. I want to see what's been listed in regards to that first. And once that's in front of me, I'll be able to then go over and expand on possibly like them injuries listed. If they're not listed, I can then, whilst it's in front of me, I can then make the notes added to them institutions on what the exact injuries are. Is that okay with yourself, sir? I don't mean to avoid it in any way.
Absolutely is, but I think you're kind of missing the core of the situation.
Right, okay. Please, by all means, explain that, and I will
make... Right, because this is the bit that's about to go thermonuclear, so brace yourself, all right?
Okay, sir. I'm ready.
Right. Well, when I was in the children's home, I was encouraged to be with a girl.
Yeah.
who's a year younger than me.
Yeah.
I wasn't sodomized or anything. I did not abuse anybody. I was only a young child, but I was encouraged to be physically with another girl a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Now, that, I mean, like I say, that was, I got to tell you, it was not a, a brutalization or anything, and you made that clear.
Yeah.
But the real nuclear bit is that we were taken from that children's home to go and meet Jimmy Savile on HMS Leeds Castle.
Yeah.
Fisheries vessel, docked in Montrose Harbour. Now that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah. And you said that was, you said it was the HMS, was it?
Yes, it was HMS Leeds Castle.
Leeds Castle. Okay. I said, made a note of that, yeah?
Yeah, I mean that, my memories of it are very vivid. I was not abused and neither was my brother, but obviously we were shipped from a children's home to Jimmy Savile on a Royal Navy vessel.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, and if my lineage is what we, what I might, well, what it might be, we're talking about something quite catastrophic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to qualify, you don't have any memory of being abused by...
Oh, I will state it categorically.
Yeah.
I was not abused by Jimmy Savile or anybody else there, because frankly, I have been self-aware since I was a toddler. I remember I was brought up with predators, in the house of predators.
Yeah.
However, it does not change the dynamic of what happened.
Of course, yes.
And the fact is, there were loads of vulnerable children there. My brother was lucky that I had, he had me there to protect him.
Yeah.
And I believe there's photographs in the local papers of the day as well, so they kind of screwed themselves.
Yeah. Do you remember what newspaper it was?
It'll be the Courier. It'll be the either the Dundee Courier or the Angus and Nairns Courier.
Oh, Angus and...
Nairns, M-E-A-R-N-S.
Angus and Nairns Courier as well as that, yeah?
Yeah, and also the local Montrose paper, I can't remember what it's called, but there'll be a bag in Montrose that'll be in as well.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because obviously, as I said, I'm past the investigation team, so with these details, I'll be doing some research and some digging in regards to finding evidence within the state, because obviously it backs up your what you're saying, but also it's just evidence to present. So yeah, thank you for that information today.
No worries. Yeah, obviously, I can obviously describe the vessel and the interior and all the rest of it. I mean, my memory of the day is very vivid.
Yeah, I can imagine so, but obviously the PTSD from a young age too, it does it sufficiently for life, doesn't it?
Well, yes, I have a rather forensic memory.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But yeah, no, thank you for sharing that information, sir.
No worries.
Okay, so this journey that you and I are about to embark on, Gavin, is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey.
Yeah.
Throughout this process, I'm going to be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks. What we do like to fight for as a law firm is, first and foremost, an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to your treatment in your care settings. But more so fight for financial compensation for yourself as well, that's likely owed.
I do you know what, I'm just having a little laugh to myself, because I don't think the penny's quite dropped with you, the scale of what we're talking. I'll just let you know, the Pictish king.
Yeah.
Was the original king.
Yeah.
The king of the north, as it were.
Yeah.
So, okay. you'll remember this day. And like I say, I'm waiting for confirmation of my heritage, but my great-grandparents, the Forbes of the Mains of Achnagat, are really quite well known for being connected to Kenneth MacAlpine and the British kings. So it's all going to be a nice revelation and a wonderful journey. So
it certainly is, and I'm here along the way to support you and guide you down this path of yourself.
Well, I appreciate it, and like I say, sorry for getting emotional there for a second, but like you say, when you're talking about trying to end yourself, sometimes it gets a bit emotional.
Of course.
But the fact is that they didn't break me. None of them did. So the joke's kind of on them, but I'm here to remember it all.
Of course, yeah. 100%. You know, you didn't let them win. You know, you found that strength within yourself to carry on going. So, yeah, it is a pleasure to be speaking with you today, Gavin. So,
no, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you. I live in Liverpool, some of my favourite people.
Have you ever been to Liverpool, sir?
No, I haven't, but I've met lots of people, and just like the Geordies, you guys pretty much are more Scottish than you'll ever be Southern English. I know that much for sure.
Yeah, look, to be honest, funnily enough, I've always, you know, questioned where my heritage comes from, because I haven't exactly got the most straightforward surname. When doing something, it does come up with it relates to Scotland and Ireland.
Yes, it fucking does. Yes, it does. Now, I tell you now, right, that in the olden days, because I'm telling you, I'm not even joking about being the Pictish king. It's a laser line to my grandparents, to the Pictish kings.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you now that you guys, the Liverpudlians and the Geordies and the guys from York, you were all our people. You were never theirs.
Yeah.
You were never theirs.
Yeah.
Scotland was always much bigger. And you guys, I mean, look at the sense of humour in everything. Look at the grit of you guys. You couldn't be more Scottish if you tried.
Of course.
You've just got different accents. We're made of the same stuff.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I can agree with that, sir. You put a smile on me by saying that, because, yeah, it's very rare you come across someone who you can relate to like that. So, yeah, I agree.
No. The fact is that people forget that you guys are made of Vikings and Celts and Picts and all the rest of it as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no. And trust me, if my lineage is what it is, that was the King of the North saying that.
Well,
now, do you want to know something really? Now, this will blow your mind, right?
Go on.
And I swear on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what I'm about to tell you is true, okay?
Yep.
I swear it. And I was an acolyte at St. Paul's Cathedral, Dundee. So I've literally knelt at the altar of God. So when I swear, I swear.
Yeah.
When I was 26 or 27, just before I stopped drinking, I was in a bar called Pancho Villas in Dundee. And I saw this beautiful redhead staring at me through the crowd. So I moved my seat so that she could see me. And she locked eyes with me. I gave her a smile. And she looked away, she looked back, and she kept eye contact. So I stood up. I walked all the way along the bar, around the bar. I put my arm around her waist, arm off her back. Drew her close, gave her a massive kiss, I gave her a massive Magnum PI smile, you know, and then I left. It was Rose Leslie when she was about 18.
Wow.
I'm not joking. I swear it's true. And look at the program she's in.
Yeah, she's an actor, isn't she?
Yes, playing in Game of Thrones. Playing against the King of the North. Not only that, she's from the same area as I am, Aberdeenshire and Angus.
Yeah.
Anyway, I swear that's true. That a little thing for you to think that things are just going a bit weird this week. Right, you see,
no,
it is.
It's crazy though, isn't it, how small the world can be sometimes.
Well, honestly, I can only promise you that it's true. Now, any more questions for now, or is your mind blown enough for this session?
I mean, don't get me wrong, Shane, my mind is blown slightly, but I'm very intrigued in the story too.
No, well, all I can tell you is that it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's also true that her family are from Aberdeenshire and Lunan Bay area, two of my favourite places in the world.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's a very small world, isn't it?
And she's also related to the Forbes, my great-grandparents. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You'll be at the tip of the spear of finding all the good stuff out.
Hello. I'm enjoying it today, I really am.
Well, you already have my names, Crawford, Forbes, Stewart.
Yeah.
Right? Now, what's going to blow your mind is that my mum and dad, Dr. Viktor Skretkovich, his mum was Okolowski. Now, Okolowski goes to Sobieski Stewart in Poland, which is Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Yeah.
So you're by the fight, and my mum, my adopted mum, is also Jones and Williams. So you're about to go on a wonderful journey of discovery.
I certainly am, Shane. I cannot wait. I really cannot wait. This is a very interesting piece. It really is.
Well, I tell you what, it's Providence. Your name's Aaron, and Elvis Presley was a twin. And I was an identical twin.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And his middle name was Aaron as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it was. And there you go, there's Providence.
Yeah.
So, like you say, I'm not capable of lying, unfortunately. What with the PTSD and living around liars all my life, I just don't do it.
Yeah, no, of course.
I'm not intelligent enough to be a liar. You know, it's much, much better to be honest, then you don't need to think about anything.
Of course it is, 100%, I agree. I agree massively. There's nothing worse in the world than lying about something that you know is truthful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact is my biological mother and elder sister were heinous, heinous women, you know, first 5, 8.5 years of my life.
Yeah.
So I just don't do it to be the opposite. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, any more questions that I can answer that are not Game of Thrones based?
No, sir, no. There's no other questions. What I just need to do is I just need to go over the funding options itself again that my colleague would have done, James, a couple of weeks ago.
Aaron, sorry, I'm going to throw one more little mind blower in for you.
Go on, one last one.
All right. And you'll be able to look this up.
Okay.
Well, you'll be able to go and look yourself. I was in school with Katie Tunstall. She was one of my best friends. Yeah, my brother was in the choir with her. Now, I fancied the shit out of her. All right. Now, she was going out with my best friend, and I was going out with her best friend. And we never said a word to each other about loving each other.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you watch the video, Other Side of the World. She watched me get a black eye on the bus, and she used to watch me and my brother fight all the time. You watch the video, and you'll see her going out with my best friend, and me going out with her best friend, and us not saying a word to each other. And then, go to the Hidden Kingdom video. Now, given what we've just been talking about, you watch the Hidden Kingdom video, and you'll see it, and think that I've not seen Katie in 30 years. Alright?
Mm.
And you watch those two videos. Alright, Aaron? Keep going with your questions. That's just a little Easter egg for you.
Don't talk to me about Easter eggs, I love them.
Oh, well, trust me, when you watch those two videos, your mind's going to be blown. Because I promise you, I was going out with her best friend with the ginger blondish hair. You'll see it all in the video, I promise.
Yeah, no, I'll have a look at that on the on my lunch break there, definitely.
All right, well, back to work then.
Back to work. Gavin, so I'm just going to run through the funding options for yourself. Now, I know my colleague, James, you would have mentioned this to your
team. Funding, I'll just pay cash.
No, so this is just basically the options that are out there for yourself when it comes to doing this application. After I've reiterated these options for yourself, I'll formally ask you whether you'd like to proceed using MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward, and I shall leave you to enjoy a nice Thursday afternoon.
I'll just go with you. That's fine. I don't need the blah, blah, blah.
Okay, then, sir. As I said, this is a recorded call, so you are the witness to it all.
I am
proceeding with ourselves.
I am fully authorising you to act on my behalf.
Okay, sir. Not a problem. Thank you very much for that. I can see that James here has put a 14-day cooling off period on your case. That just means since the initial phone call, we wouldn't have been able to get started on your case until after that 14 days. If you are unaware of that cooling off period, I can reinstate it for you, but if you'd like us to get started right away, I can just wait.
Oh no, you go and sell your books. There's no doubt you're like a coiled spring at this point with all the stuff I've been saying.
I am, to be honest.
Aaron, I can only promise you that a lot of the stuff I say sounds fantastical, all right?
Yeah.
But it's absolutely true.
Sure,
now, when you see the hit, given that I'm quite possibly the picture's king, when you see Katie Tunstall's Hidden Kingdom video, your mind is going to be blown, because I'm telling you, I was probably one of our best male friends, and we looked at each other a lot, and you're going to see that on the other side of the world.
Yep, okay. No,
all right.
I look forward to opening these can of worms.
it's a can of nuclear worms.
Exactly.
Well, I've not told you who was probably on that ship as well, HMS Reed Castle. Now, I don't remember seeing him, but I think he might appear in the photograph. I got the sneaky, sneaky suspicion a certain Mr. Andrew Mountbatten was there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I shall make a note of that as well.
I can't remember seeing him there, but there's just something in the back of my mind that's crawling like an ant.
Yeah, it's like a sense, isn't it?
Yes, my spider sense. Let me say, since I was two.
No, that's amazing, sir. And make sure it never dies off, please, because it's obviously
you
want a very good life path at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, don't worry, Alan. If I am who I think I might be, we'll not forget this conversation.
Oh, no, definitely I won't. I definitely will not. But say,
I'm saying I won't.
Oh, you won't. Good.
Well, I won't.
I won't either. I'm just letting you know that. before I do let you go, Shay, do you have any other further questions for me?
When's the last time? No, you wouldn't even be able to answer that. Take it, you've realised the scale of what we're talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
I do understand that obviously you have your own type of private investigations going on.
It's more the case we're talking about the Stuart restoration is what we're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
When we
get all of our records back on yourself is when we can dive a lot deeper. I can go into more detail.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you are rather excited to get chomping at the bit.
I cannot wait to go through it all with yourself, sir, but obviously, yeah, hear about how you're tracking as well.
You go and sell your books, because that's your job, isn't it? Let's flip the dogs of war.
Yeah, of course. As I said, I'm going to be in contact with you every 4 to 5 weeks, so take this number. And as I said, if any questions pop into my hand or anything in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call.
Thank you very much, Alan. Enjoy watching those videos. And I promise you, I'll tell you now, Katie Tunstall and I, with some friends, were on the bus to St Andrews, right, from my girlfriend's house. And she caught me. I got lost in her dimples on her right cheek. I got busted so badly. I looked up, and she'd locked eyes with me.
Wow.
Busted red handed. Anyway, enjoy the videos.
Nobody said I certainly will do. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks a lot, Alan.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Gavin. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Speak to you soon, sir. Bye now.